Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, you've been talking to Peter Bielenson recently about what's going on with his innovative new way of providing health care for people. And we've been speaking of him as something of a victim of the health care exchange, which has not allowed him really to get underway. But he is telling a somewhat more optimistic story now, I gather.
It looked like he was going to be one of the major casualties of our botched exchange. But Evergreen is his company, and it's a cooperative. And it's different than anything else we have in Maryland. It's not a corporate entity. It's really providing health care directly to people, and you sit on the board of the cooperative and so forth. But it was designed to serve individual folks who would go on the exchange and sign up. Well, since the exchange didn't work, they wanted 10,000 and they got like 600 or something over a period of time. What he's done is he's changed the whole business plan. So now they are really marketing their product to small businesses, and they've seen a huge spurt in the number of businesses signing up. So it looks like they're going to succeed. They're getting 1,000 new people a month.
Why has that worked better?
One of the big problems with the exchange from his standpoint was that the prices weren't listed fairly. They would, if you go to sign up, they would go by monthly premiums and the cheapest one at the top and then so on. And his company was something like 14th. Well, it was because the premiums are higher than the cheap ones, but the cheap ones have huge deductibles. And so that you'd pay maybe $100 a month, but then you'd have a $7,000 deductible. So it was deceiving. So the exchange just didn't work for them in any sort of way.
But does he feel that through the small businesses that he's getting at the clientele he had hoped to do?
It's not perfect. But yes, he's going to have enough people, he believes, at this point to make a go of it. I mean, he's got a substantial federal debt, you know, borrowed money to set this up. They have providers throughout the state who will serve their patients. So it seems to be going pretty well.
Well, they had 600 signups under the earlier version of the plan. Where are they now?
Well, now he says they're getting about 1,000 a month. You know, April is a big time because that's when businesses are able to change their insurance policies under the federal law.
So Dr. Bielenson has become or has presented himself as much more nimble, just like everybody else has had to be, to somehow get connected to a plan which, once you do get connected, turns out to be really what they've advertised it to be.
Hopefully this will turn out to be a good news story. I'll tell you, though, he's a very frustrated man. I mean, he himself has tried to call up and use the website. He's something like 286 times, and only a handful was he able to get through. And he's, you know, this is going to cost them more. As you know, the Maryland exchange, we may change entirely, may go to the federal system, may work connect with Connecticut to try to use their approach. Whatever they do to change it, it's going to cost Bielenson's group and other insurance companies more to adapt to the new website. So it's been extremely frustrating.
Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.